that was quite a thing. Like, what are you guys talking about on the plane ride back? Like, what was the conversation?
It was scary. The players didn't really know what was going on, until we checked Twitter and there was people talking about it online. And, you're trying to keep up with it. But, it's not easy. But we're all happy that, we all, hopped on the plane together. We had a chance to kind of talk about it. And, we're all happy to be home. So, just a weird day.
I noticed on your Twitter account that you retweeted Joe Bowen that some of the Leaf staff heard gunshots. Were you one of them that heard gunshots?
I heard the cops coming, but I actually didn't hear any loud bangs or anything like that. But, I think Leo Komarov's room was quite close, and he told us that he heard just about everything and that he was pretty scared. But, just kind of a weird experience because you don't really know what's going on. Right. You check the news and you check Twitter, but who knows? So, scary, but, I think that the people of Ottawa handled it well. I think the police were great, and but obviously, that's not an experience you want to relive.
No, who were you with for the majority of the morning? And can you kind of just describe what you guys went through to the point where you were, on your way home?
Yeah, well, we all woke up, and we had a game that night against Ottawa.
Right.
So we had our team meetings and, team meal and stuff like that. And, we're kind of talking about our power play and stuff. And then, obviously the team told us what was going on. We weren't sure if we were going to play or not. But, it's just hard to comprehend playing a game when, that's all happening. So, and then after our team meetings, we all went up to Leo's room and kind of had a peek out the window, and there's cops everywhere. So, after that happened, we were pretty sure that the game was going to be canceled. Then, around 2, they had to cancel the game. So it was just kind of a, weird morning. And then, I think we hopped on the plane probably 2 hours after that. So, it was kind of a weird day. It was strange.
I know the NHL didn't make the announcement until around 1:30 that afternoon, but you guys privately have to know early on in that process. This is not a normal day. There's no way we're playing a game tonight. Like you guys must have been having that conversation early.
Yeah. I think the players were kind of having that quietly. Asking each other, if we're going to play or not. But I think we're all pretty unanimous that we didn't think a game could be played in Ottawa that day. We're all nervous about what was going on outside.
Yeah.
No, I think handled it well. Having to cancel the game. So just a weird experience that, players don't want to, have to be a part of. And, I think the league handled it well.
Morgan Riley, Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman, joining us here on Tim and Sid. To something else that I saw on your Twitter account, and I saw the Leafs tweet it, and then you retweet what looked to be you, Jake Gardner, and Matt Fratton in ugly sweater Christmas card garb. Is this true? And did you get extra cash for it?
No, we did not get paid for it, but I think we have to ask for that next time.
Sure.
Taking these pictures and these.
Oh yeah.
But it was just it was like a Christmas theme thing we did, and we just had to have a good time with it. But those were ugly sweaters. But I'm actually going to keep mine. And, I'll have to wear it to a game close to Christmas time this year, I think.
If you want me to negotiate next year's photo shoot, I'm just at 15%.
Yeah.
Like I can handle it for you, Morgan.
That's fine.
There
I'll
you
take
go.
Anything to wear those things.
I'll just take 15%.
Did they just come around and ask you guys? Like, how did that work? Like, because it's big of you.
No, but you guys are the youngest guys, basically, right? They're like, hey, young guys, do it.
Yeah, pretty much. They know that we're all close, and they kind of asked us to do it just because I think that we were pretty. Young, obviously, and they just wanted us to do it quick. So we agreed to it, not really knowing what we're gonna have to do. So at the end of the day, it's all good. It was on Twitter and stuff, but we took some heat for it in the room for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And for people who don't understand, it's way tougher for a PR person to go up to say Stéphane Robida, who was 37 years old, and Stéphane will tell you something, maybe in English, maybe in French. I don't know what he feels like that day, but he might tell you something. And maybe some younger, more accommodating professionals like Morgan Riley and the guys, just so people at home know how this works sometimes. So have I misrepresented that at all, Morgan, or is that sometimes how it works?
No, that's pretty accurate there. I have to admit that.
But it's big of you. It is big of you to step up and do it. It's part of the team, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to step up and take a couple bullets for the boy.
There you go. Go ahead, Timmy.
Are you feeling any differently personally in year number two?
A bit, yeah. I think just having a chance to play all last year, just get that experience under my belt has helped. But I mean, I haven't changed a lot in how I practice or how I play. But I think just the experience factor and having confidence, has helped me. But I mean, I haven't really changed a whole lot. It's just a matter of keep doing what works and keep working hard and just try to play a good team game. And I think that's the key.
Morgan Riley, Leafs defenseman here on Tim and Sid. Going back to the Long Island game, feels like it's 8 years ago now, the Long Island game, but the four-goal period in Long Island, the five-goal period against the Rangers on the first Sunday night of the year, there have been real bursts with your hockey club. And there have been other times where it's like the Friday night against Detroit, nobody knows really where the energy went. How do you harness what you guys can do individually in some of those periods and just be a little bit more consistent?
Team goal to try to keep being a good two-way hockey team, and it's not always that easy. I think at times we can play extremely well, and then at home that game against the Wings we just couldn't click as a team. But I think it's just a matter of playing team game, doing what the coach is asking, playing good team system, and then obviously when your top line's going like that, I mean, that helps as well. They played great on the island, so hopefully we're able to keep playing a good team game here, keep working hard, and we're playing a good team tomorrow night, so I think we're gonna have to do that.
It's funny because last year, and I know you're just in your second year, so it's tough for you to figure out at this level, but you were a team of extremes, extremely good at times and not so good at other. So far you go two losses, two wins, two losses, strong game on the island. How have the coaches expressed to you guys, and how have you guys tried to attempt to avoid those extremes?
I think last year we were a bit streaky. Obviously closer to the end, we went on a streak, and that hurt us, obviously. But, I think this year we just got to be more consistent. You got to work equally hard every night, whether it's a Tuesday night on the road or, you're playing at home. Against the Bruins. So it's just a matter of playing a good team game again, though. And our coaches have put a plan in place, and it's up to us to have to play to it. And as a team, that's what we have to do every night.
Morgan Riley, Leafs defenseman here on Tim and Sid. Morgan, obviously, like we've said a couple times here, obviously this is your second season, and it seems like playing at home is getting tougher. Like, it doesn't matter what you guys do, the boobirds come out really quick, and aside from that, you got the jersey situation. Are guys squeezing their sticks a bit more at home than when you guys head out?
I don't know, maybe, but playing here in Toronto, there's always added pressure on us to play well at home, and I think that can hurt us at times, but I think we just got to keep it simple. We got players that might try to complicate things a little bit just because it's a home crowd. But, I think we're, young team. I think we're just getting used to it still. So it's just a matter of playing at home and, trying to be a bit more comfortable with the puck and just make the easy plays. And, I'm not sure. It's just a matter of playing well for the fans, I guess, that, we have to improve on.
Is there a pressure? You hear it a lot. Is there a pressure of playing in Toronto that feels unlike many others?
Yeah, I think so. I think playing here, it's a huge market, and there's been some great players that have played here in the past, and I think there's always added pressure on us, but, as players, we kind of enjoy that. It's always cool playing at home. You always get a good crowd, and it's just a matter of playing well at home, and I was playing that team game like I talked about, and I think that's the key for us now.
Well, Morgan, we appreciate the time. Again, it's good to have you home. Yeah. Good to have the guys home, and have a good one tomorrow night. Thanks for the time, man.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.